And we have mixed messages this morning on American jobs from the monthly employment report out today. Job growth in August was much lower than expected, but the unemployment rate fell to 5.1%. As NPR's John Itzty reports, it likely leaves Federal Reserve officials still mulling over whether they should raise interest rates later this month.
Many analysts had hoped the August employment report would answer the question about whether the Fed would finally raise interest rates for the first time since the Great Recession. The drop in the unemployment rate last month to 5.1% would seem to support a rate hike. It's a level Fed officials have suggested was their goal. But the disappointing job creation, just 173,000 new jobs, would argue for the Fed to hold off. Megan Green, chief economist for Manulife Asset Management, thinks the Fed should not raise rates this month, but she says she looks past the headline numbers to come to that conclusion.
We actually shed about 24,000 jobs in goods-producing sectors, and goods-producing sectors tend to be the higher-wage sectors.
That decline included a loss of 17,000 manufacturing jobs and further losses in the oil sector. And half the jobs added in the private sector were low-wage jobs in areas like retail and leisure industries.
You know, that's not great news. It means that if we're adding all these jobs in low-wage sectors, we're not going to get a whole lot of wage growth. And the average hourly earnings figure reflected that.
Over the past 12 months, average wages have risen just 2.2%, a very weak number for a U.S. recovery. Green says wages aren't rising because there's a huge oversupply of labor around the world.
So companies don't have to just hire within their national borders anymore. They can go off and hire cheap workers anywhere. And so if there's such an oversupply of labor, you know, it's going to be hard to get wages up. And as long as there isn't much upward pressure on wages, there won't be much upward pressure on inflation.
In fact, inflation in the U.S. is far below the Fed's 2% target, another reason the Fed should hold off raising rates, says Green. But other economists point out that August numbers historically get revised upward by about 75,000 jobs after the initial report. That could mean monthly job growth was actually close to 250,000. Those economists argue that's a sign the Fed should raise rates soon. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.